someone else and doing what they're actually doing. I call it a glitch system. That's not a real word. So, yeah, I like this with literally nothing against the truth. So, here we pick it up there. First Kings chapter 18. Remember our last exciting episode. Elijah had told Obadiah, the governor of the king's palace, to go get Ahab because he would meet with him that day. Obadiah was afraid, remember, because the Lord's going to snatch you up. And if you pick up a liar, they're going to kill him. He said, no, the Lord says, I'm going to meet. I swear by the living God that I'm going to meet with him today. And that's exactly what happened. So here comes Ahab. By the way, Ahab and Elijah are not best buddies. I wonder what the right things about what happened to other kings that these prophets deal with. I never get the idea that these prophets aren't speaking on their own account. They're speaking for God. It's not Elijah that's bringing down these judgments. It is actually God himself that's bringing down the judgments. And so we pick it up in 1 Kings chapter 18, starting in verse 17. Starting verse 17, it says, then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said to him, is that you, O troubler of Israel? And he answered, I am not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals. And now, therefore, send and gather all of Israel to meet at Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. And Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? The Lord is going to follow him. But if Baal followed him, but the people answered him not a word. And then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left by the prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. I'll prepare the other bowl and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And then you call the name of your God, and I'll call the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. So the people answered, it is well spoken. And now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bowl for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are ready. Call upon the name of your God and put no fire under it. And they took the bull which was given to them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. No one answered. And then they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon. And Elijah mocked them and says, cry aloud, for he is sacrifice in the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up all the water that was in the trench. Now, when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." And Elijah said to them, "Seize a prophet of Baal, do not let one of them escape." So they seized him, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon. Pestilence of the land. The third level, he sends plagues and diseases. The five acknowledges, but still looks.
Yeah.
Still rejects, still refuses. So it's not a matter of something. If it ever does, it doesn't matter. I don't want it. I don't want this now. And so we have plenty of evidence, and the main evidence that we have to make tangible, which we can point to, is the fulfilled prophecies. That's exactly what Jesus did in Luke 24 to the disciples of Emmaus. You know, all the way back to Moses, all the way through the prophets, showing this is about me, this is about me, I fulfilled this, I fulfilled this, I fulfilled this. So there's plenty of evidence in the scriptures, as a matter of fact, what Paul called many infallible proofs were in there. And so Ahab accepts the challenge. Now, what you notice is Ahab accepts the challenge. So Ahab is also saying, is he going to accept the wife? He's going to accept the results. He doesn't, but he says he is. Okay, okay. But whichever one it is, his answers. And so by accepting the challenge, the prophets and the people agreed to accept the result of the challenge. Now, before the contest, Elijah asked a very profound question. He says, how long are you going to be between two opinions? Or in no king can it be twixt and between? How long are you? If God's got what?
Sure.
If Bel is God, but don't try to get better, right? You see, you have to understand that Israel were secretists. They were secretists. They tried to force them up. Try to grow a basis, right? That's what modern Hinduism was. They don't think Jesus is God, but they'll send it to the chef of the other gods. That's just the method of ministry. Hinduism is 3.5 million gods. You'll have no other gods besides me, before me, and the kingdom will be besides me. There are no other gods. In fact, even Paul says that when you worship an idol, you worship demons. That's what you're actually doing. And so here he said, there are no other gods besides the real God of Israel. And so he says, how long are you going to be between these two opinions? That's what you're not. Does God serve him? Does God serve him? Because our God is a jealous God. He won't allow any other gods. Matter of fact, it says over in 1 Corinthians 1 that he will allow no one to glory in his presence. Okay? So anyone who tries to do that shall be hung. And so Elijah informs him that you've got to choose between the two. You can't worship both. I won't allow that. Now, he said, now, listen, since there are 450 prophets of Baal, it's only one of them. I don't want to laugh. I always thought it was an interesting statement because if Obadiah had 100 of God's prophets, Elijah really wasn't the only one. But he thought that way, right? He said, I'm going to have your challenge. He's the only one. I'm going to have to be used by God in this case. He says, you got 450. Why don't you supply two bulls? In other words, he's going to allow or make the prophets of Baal supply his bulls. since you're the one causing this problem, we're going to let you come, right? So you bring two bulls, and you prepare one, I'll prepare another. And by the way, I'm a very generous guy, so I'll let you guys go first. Take all the Or Norfolk, Alabama. Baal harnesses are in it. Elijah harnesses the fever and says, hey, don't let any of these prophets of Baal escape. And he has them taken down and executed on the spot. I'm assuming, it's not really saying this best, I'm assuming they might be prophets of Baal or two at the same time. So they all are executed, by the way, which is going to be a problem later on in the next chapter where Jezebel's upset about that. She doesn't have to marry the leader. And so the evidence is irrefutable. And so, but the heart is stiff. Anyone who says it's not enough evidence hasn't looked. Anyone who says it's not enough evidence. Jesus Christ is who he claims to be and God exists has not looked. Matter of fact, if you listen to some of the ridiculous statements made on these documentaries about evolution, how silly and ridiculous it is. The one we just watched last week where they showed that chickens evolved from dinosaurs. Certain things that they do, the ridiculous things they do, just so that they won't have to acknowledge God as well. You know, the evidence, what I can remember years ago that I never will forget, running into a woman who had a tracheotomy. And in the tracheotomy, she was listening. Still smoking. The addiction was so, even though she was dying, even though she was dying, she couldn't get away from the habit. That's what sin is, right? Sin is this habit. You're talking about, isn't that, don't you find it amazing that you're talking about these fentanyl deaths and these drug overdoses and what we can do, but no one's talking about trying to stop them, trying to get the kids away from the drugs. Like, there's a simple that you're going to do this. I remember back when I was in school a few years ago, take the driver's ed, and the driver's ed teacher stands and say, well, I know you guys are going to drink and drive, but just be smart. And I said, really? This is back in the 60s. So, makes no sense. And they look at stupid things to do it once. That's what sin is, right? God shows a